For the purpose of critique, review, education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
Hey, I'm WC Chronicles, your host, your master host of ceremonies, and it's time for Madonna Uniquities number 6.
That's crazy you say how the master of ceremonies. Life is jumping through 3 rings of hoops of fire.
Yes.
And seeing where do you wind up?
I think subconsciously there, I can't lie, my friend Carl Driggs passed away, very close, almost like a brother. For 10 days. I know I've been on a roll. That's why we kind of stopped some of the stuff. We did some of the tribute stuff. But, you know, you can't let grass grow under your feet. You can't wait for the paint to dry on the wall. You got to get going and get moving.
Because if not, you could tell a lot of stories for a phone company you worked for.
Yes.
Just saying
the truth. So, if you're new to our podcast, this is where we are going through Madonna's career, playing rare and hard to find tracks, uniquities. This is the combination of the word rare and unique. Uniquities, Madonna uniquities.
Yeah, and Madonna's a uniquity, all right. She really slammed them hard in the 80s, and who would think 30 years later we're doing a podcast based on her older stuff we're nerds.
We're nerds, and this, I mean, she got the cult following, and she doesn't... Let's just get to the first track,
yeah,
shall we? Okay? Because we're working our way through each album, working our way kind of randomly, sort of bouncing around, but chronological. And then we'll go back and talk about some more. But we are landing at 1990, I'm Breathless, music from and inspired by the film Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy, Warren Beatty, and Madonna.
Quite a couple there, you know? I mean...
I think she performed fellatio on him, according to the movie from Truth or Dare,
yeah,
with her book. He was in that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all the crazy tie-ins, but they tied in. I mean, you're looking at one of the greatest 60s, 70s, and 80s actors, Warren Beatty, of all time.
In the movie, where were you at as a Madonna fan at the time when Dick Tracy came out?
Probably worshipping a lot more then than I am now.
Yeah.
I'm getting older now. I just give up.
I enjoy the music a lot more. But so, the I'm Breathless music from and inspired by the film Dick Tracy, and I'll explain why it has that long title.
You know what it is? I think as you get older, you get more content and just move at your own pace, either at a rabbit's pace or a snail's pace, kind of like we do in the podcast.
Yes.
Because your friend passed away, and we're back into the musical side of it. So I think in a way, this is moving his legacy forward.
We got to let some time pass, and then I got some ideas I got to present to the family, and then we'll see. That's down the road. Maybe Driggs After Dark will eventually come to fruition. Yeah, I don't know.
Just don't know.
But so, the album debuted at number 44 in June 1990. 2 weeks later, it got to number 2, and it remained in the U.S. charts for 25 weeks.
That's pretty good. Almost half a year, Madonna on top.
Yeah. Now, at the time, I thought that was the only album, because, you know, they would do a score for a music would come from a film like that. But there were actually 4 soundtracks.
Really?
That came from that, okay? Besides Madonna's album, Danny Elfman also did what was known as the original score. There's another album for the soundtrack. There was also another album that was just a basic soundtrack. And there was another Madonna album that came from that called I'm Breathless Instrumentals.
I heard of that one.
That is a good one. And that's what we are drawing our first track from. It's a good one.
Revisiting it's Mabel's Secret Vault.
Yes, from the Doomsday Vault comes Madonna's career.
Wow. Mabel, did you have anything to do with the Doomsday? We really want to know.
So, I picked one of my favorite tracks from the soundtrack. It's Back in Business. I don't know, it's got that business thing. But this is the instrumental track, the backing track, from Madonna's song Back in Business. Here we go. Thank you. All right, instrumental of Back in Business. What do you think, Jersey Mike? What do you like
about B.I.B., Back in Business. You just, it's got that older jazz style, which shows you Madonna can hit a lot of different creative points and a lot of different genres in her music, acting, creativity, directing, whatever. She's the bomb.
I mean, in that track, I mean, you still have the background singers, but I'm hearing little nuances about it that I never heard when I would listen to the vocal one, because, I mean, I'm hearing the finger snaps, it's got that jazz feel to it, 22 Skidoo, and, you know, hey, the Charleston.
And Zuda. That's it.
Zuda.
Yeah, Zoot Out. You know what they say?
Oh, yeah, the Zoot Suit.
Yeah, the Zoot Suit, Scat, Skinny, Doo-Doo, Bobo.
Yeah.
I'm coming, 54 car, don't open the door. You know, all those crazy lines they have, all that stuff.
And that's just what makes that song fun. I mean, I can't wait till it comes around again and we get to do another track from something from the I'm Breathless
time period. I'm Breathless, 1990s, wow.
So now we're tracking and shooting ahead to 1995 to Something to Remember.
Let's see. I don't think she toured there.
I don't think she did either, because
it was Blonde Ambition, if I'm not mistaken, was in 90.
She was getting a lot of flack at her time, with her career at this time, you know. A lot of critical people were being really critical about her career, but then she kept coming at you hard, you know.
That's the way Madonna does it. Always creating a new image and always returning the key.
But she kind of started to want to make a more softer, friendly side, because she started, I mean, I'm going to admit, I was one of the fans she was losing, okay? So first, for the album Something to Remember, she started to work with David Foster.
Oh.
You know, Mr. Chariots of Fire, David Foster. So from here, what we got, this is the UK Japan release. It was on the CD single, track 3, that was on the CD single of the single One More Chance. But it was the song called You'll See. And it's a really rare remix or mix called the Spanglish version.
Nice.
The Spanish and the English together. This one I like this one. So here we go. You'll See, Spanglish version.
You think that I can't live without your love? You'll see. You think I can't go on another day? You think I have nothing without you by my side? You'll see, somehow, some way. You think that I can never laugh again. You'll see. You think that you've destroyed my faith in love.
No necesito a nadie.
version of Madonna, You Will See. I like that because it's not something I would listen to while I'm driving, but it's something that I would probably put on in the background.
When you're playing with your noodle in the bathtub or your little rubber ducky.
I was thinking more of like maybe if you're cooking in the kitchen or if you're working on the car or something,
or
you know.
Or in the bathtub playing with your rubber ducky.
That's your problem, not mine.
Hey, I can listen to that. I don't care. You're going to tell me that if you had one of those, let's say you have the perfect apartment somewhere that you want. You know,
is there such a thing?
I don't know. I'm just saying. By the beach, yes. If you're making a
by
few
beach,
bucks
okay.
and you're living good, you put, you know, you have a terrace or you keep the window open, some cool air coming
yeah.
in. You put some candles on. Fuck it. We got a sensitive side. I know I do. Emotional. You put that on. That would be neat just to listen and hear the candles blow in the dark. You know, something really weird.
I mean, I like that. Not as a standalone, but as a collection.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. I like that for that.
Remember the old CD turntables?
Oh, yes. Where they used to scratch and stuff.
What I'm talking about were the shufflers. You'd put like six CDs. It was like
oh,
the big
yeah.
You'd put the six CDs in. You'd hit shuffle, and you never know which song was going to play.
Gotcha.
You'd play a song, go down two, play another song. I would put that song, or that collection that CD is from, in with a bunch of others, and then just hit shuffle and let it play.
That makes sense.
Whenever it
that
comes
makes
up.
Sense. I'd be more on the beach, watching the candles mode type of thinking, you know, like, where is she? Where really is Madonna? When is my path going to cross with her?
It's
not in a bizarre way, just in a creative acting way.
Instead of yelling Stella, you're yelling
yeah,
Madonna.
Exactly. I'm not running up and down the stairs from Philly either.
In
Stella!
It followed by security!
Yeah.
So, brings us to our third track that we're starting to include, getting farther into Madonna's career. 2008, the album Hard Candy.
She loves to play with candy, doesn't she?
Well, I mean, we're into the internet era now, and a lot more leaks, a lot more things are getting slipped out into the internet to the fans than can be said. And as you've said before, who says it was even leaked?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just put out there because...
I think they do this to just keep people's publicity
in our short attention spans.
Yes,
you know, our attention
exactly.
span is no more than, what, 7 to 9 seconds? Like a goldfish?
Unless you're hooked on Madonna or Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton, one
yeah.
of the most unbelievably beautiful women of our time.
Because we are, what, just about two blocks from where she stays.
And she goes
stays.
To EDC.
Yep, our EDC weekend's
yes,
coming up.
EDC.
So, anyway, our unreleased, this is an outtake from the album Hard Candy. Its title is Lele Paula Tutti, but the fans call it Latte.
Latte?
I'm probably mispronouncing a lot of words there, but...
Crazy.
Around and what we'll do for
things you make me feel. It's a mad, mad world. Had a drink so I could forget. It's a mad, mad world. All the noise inside of my head. It's a mad, mad world. I would never change this moment.
Okay, I love the ending there. I can't do it. The Leila Ala Pala.
Leila Tate, whatever the hell it is. It sounds like Madonna just wants you to come as you are.
Yeah, I mean, if that's like the closest rendition of Madonna talking dirty to you in French.
Hey, can I tell you, she wants you to just come as you are, be yourself, you know?
That's what it is.
If you have a large endowment, great. If not, she laughs at you and go like the rest of the women.
Yeah.
That's Leila Tate.
That is Madonna. I like that. I'd like. Okay, so. What songs are we going to put up for voting this week on our Instagram?
La Tete.
Should we use that one?
Oh, yes, you have to.
Okay. And I want to throw the Back in Business instrumental. I mean, the You'll See Spanglish version is okay, but so Instagram accounts, WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast on Instagram. You can vote for whichever one you want
vote
to win.
Thank you.